This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm Scott Hanlon. Senator John Hovind will join us momentarily. President Trump will speak this hour about the crime wave that is sweeping cities across America. Chicago last night, did you see that? At a funeral. At a funeral. I mean, it's almost you get numb to it because it's every day it's something. Every weekend it's something. Portland is what are we in now? Day number 60? Almost. Almost 2 months of this in Portland. Complete and total lawlessness. And what do the liberal leaders do of these communities in these states? They coddle these protesters. They coddle the thugs. It's incredible. So the president, I'm looking forward to what he says today. And meanwhile, the Democrats are blasting the federal response to violence in the U.S. cities. So you have mayors and governors that aren't doing the job. 60 days worth, I think we can say they're not doing the job in Portland, right? Maybe you give them a week or so to sort it out if they don't. Remember, Minneapolis refused the feds. Then tried to send the bill to you and I to pay for it. You can't make this up. Now, I'd love to know when the federal government says, we're going to send federal troops in, we're going to help you quell this, and they say no. How that is received by the people in and around those communities, even in very liberal Portland. Do you think they go, yeah, good one, we don't want those federal police officers stopping his violence? We love this stuff. Huh? What? I don't believe that for 1 minute. Not 1 minute. Anyway, that and other things in our focus for this hour. We're going to talk about Line 3 in Minnesota and an update on that from the Enbridge folks. We start with Senator John Hovind. Next on What's on Your Mind, good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Scott. Greetings to you and to your listeners.
I want to talk a little bit about agriculture and some of the things in the package you're working on now, the latest round of COVID relief. And by the way, if anybody has a question or comment on any of these, certainly welcome at 800-228-0550 or text me at 701-367-2054, Todd at 226-8503. What do you want folks to know about it for our farmer or rancher listeners today?
Well, as you know, we're working on the next phase of the COVID assistance. So what we're trying to do is make sure that we use the CARES Act as effectively as we can, use those dollars where we can, and then see what the needs are. And obviously, we're concerned about the total cost of this thing. And so make sure that we, you know, use the dollars that have been appropriated already wisely, and then where we need additional dollars, you know, that's what this is about. And one of those areas clearly is agriculture. Our farmers and ranchers are up against it very much. And as you know, I'd work to advance funding to assist our farmers, including our ranchers and the CARES. And so we're going to build on that here and kind of finish it off. In the CARES part, it was kind of covered the first quarter and part of the second quarter of this year. But obviously, the challenge continues. And so I'm working on some additional funding and assistance for both farmers and ranchers, and really the whole food supply chain that will be part of this bill.
What do you see as the most pressing need as it relates to agriculture?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's been tough for across the board for farmers and ranchers because, you know, I mean, they've had, you know, really low prices. Then they've had, you know, the issues with trade, which the president's worked very hard to help on. But those have been real challenges. And then we've had some really tough weather. So all three, I think particularly our cattle producers, our cow-calf guys are up against it. I mean, it's been really hard on them because the constriction in the supply chain has cut back on their ability to get their animals into the slaughter plants. We've got a problem in the slaughter industry anyway. Matter of fact, you're going to see a report coming out on that probably this week, which I think goes to our efforts, to try to help our cattle producers. I'm on, a variety of bills, and I'm going to get on some more that are designed to help them. And ultimately, of course, the solution is markets. But right now, you know, we've got to help get them through this stretch.
When you talk about some news this week related to the Packers, obviously we know the Justice Department has been doing an investigation. Sonny Perdue has talked about some investigations that have been done by the agency as well. Which of those do you think you're going to see this week?
This will be some of the work that the USDA has done. Greg Ibaugh, who heads that part, he's the assistant secretary in charge of FIMSA, the livestock end of things. And they're going to bring out, and I talked to him about this some time ago. I've really been pushing on him. He's already briefed me up, and you know, that report will be coming out, I think, maybe this week. Again, I got to be careful not to get ahead of USDA. And it's gonna show, you know, some of these problems. And also I think we're going to get on to talking about some of these solutions that we've got to get in place now to create more transparency, more competition for our cow-calf guys, you know, when they sell, because of the concentration that the Packers have in that market.
Last time we chatted with Secretary Perdue, he referenced some of that investigation, but he cautioned against sort of thinking there was a smoking gun of any sort. How would you characterize what you've learned?
I think it's going to show that there's a problem there and it needs to be addressed. And again, I can't get ahead of, I think, but beyond that now, then we've got to get on to some of these solutions. There's a number of things we've talked about, increasing cash sales, reporting, enforcement ability for USDA, a number of these things that I think we need to get into. So it's not just, I think, demonstrating that there's a problem, which we know there is, it's solutions. You know, we got to get on these solutions.
You mentioned a bevy of ideas out there. One of the latest ones we heard about from the folks at RCAF was a number of restrictions on how the Packers buy and some mandates that they noted a number of supporters for and hoped that would get some traction. Is it going to take mandates to fix this, do you think? Is it going to take some significant restrictions on the marketplace to fix the hold that the Packers have right now, the small number of Packers on the overall market?
I believe we need to make changes in the marketplace, yeah. I mean, we have incredible concentration. We have four large Packers that control, you know, 85% of the slaughter market. And, you know, one's owned by, out of Brazil, the other out of China. The other two are domestic. But, I mean, that's just that concentration is a problem. We don't have enough transparency, price understanding, competition in the market. So I do believe there need to be changes made, yes.
Texter says, a government and solution, two words that do not belong in the same sentence. Hang on a second here. I lost it now because there's more here. The livestock payments were a disaster. No more payments. Government is not the solution. There are two words that just don't belong in the same sentence. Just quit. It's causing market distortion. Have you heard that side?
You know, I get it. I understand. Look, and our farmers and ranchers would much rather grow and raise animals to sell to the market. That's what we want. But when they face unfair competition, we've got to try to level that playing field. That's really what we're trying to do. This is not so in the near term because of COVID, where you got government shut down business, that kind of stuff. Yeah, we do have to provide some direct assistance, and that's what we're doing. Other than that, the farm bill's countercyclical, but ultimately, whether it's a rancher or a farmer, and we've got the best, they're growing for the market, but we've got to get them fair access to the market. And that's what we're talking about. So it's not a government-controlled solution kind of thing. It's more about, you know, having, you know, a fair shot at markets so that our guys can compete. That's what we're really after.
You mentioned spending at the top of our conversation. This texter says, please, 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 Senator, no more spending. These aid payments are not helping fix the root cause of agriculture's problem of overproduction. In fact, it encourages it. Aid doesn't help farmers any more than welfare helps the poor. Your comment on that?
No, well, you know, I think right now, again, because of the COVID disease, because of forced business shutdowns, which has hurt demand because of the restriction in the slaughter capability, all these things, the challenge then that creates in the export markets, I think we do have to provide assistance in the short term. But I agree that it's got to be, we've got to be very careful. We have a real issue with debt and deficit. We've got to address it. And ultimately, the solutions are free market solutions and selling for the market. And I do very much believe that.
Let's see. Don't have much time for this one, but we'll talk about this a little bit and then maybe continue. Senator Hovind, are we still working on repeal and replace? I worry Republicans can't govern.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we missed it by one vote. And so, I mean, the key is that we get the vote so that we can pass it. And we want, again, approach that's based on competition and choice for the consumer. Let's empower the consumers and our doctors and nurses, not have a government-run approach.
All right, short break. Back with more with Senator John Hovind after this timeout. We'll talk a little bit about some of the things that are at stake in this election. We always say it's an important election, but I can't think of one more important than this, given the differences in the two and the directions that the country would go. So we'll talk with Senator Hovind about that. When we continue on What's on Your Mind, your calls, questions, and comments, welcome to...
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell, so definitely part of the ag industry in that respect. But the energy industry, you know, we're trying to create energy independence here, you know, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and in other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA. What's for lunch today? You want to know? Well, I'm happy to tell you, Swedish meatballs or lasagna. If you stop at PetroServe USA in Valley City, that's exit 292 off I-94. All the lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. Some goulash today at the 12th Avenue North I-29 location in Fargo. North of Fargo, I-29 and the Harwood exit, Chef's Choice, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Swedish Meatballs. So check them out today. 4 for $4 deals at all the PetroServe USAs and some great home cooking. Grab and go convenience. Can't beat a deal like that. And the 4 for $4 is the pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. You just tell them that Scott sent you. Also, our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the ND Oil Foundation want you to know that despite all the uncertainty in the world today, North Dakota's oil and natural gas industry wants you to know we'll be back better than ever, committed to using our talent and resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors. And together, keeping North Dakota a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Find out more at ndoilfoundation.org, ndoilfoundation.org. Back with Senator John Hoeven talking about some things happening. This week, I know a lot of it made of the NDAA, as it's often called, the National Defense Authorization Act. What's at stake here with this legislation?
You know, it's really important legislation. I mean, this is about making sure that we support our great troops, our men and women in uniform. And this is the authorization piece, so this authorizes various programs. And then the appropriations bill, so I'm on defense approach. That's where we actually go in and determine what gets funded. But this is really important because, again, it's about supporting all of our men and women. It's important in the military, and it's important for North Dakota, too, because of Minot Air Force Base, Grand Forks Air Force Base, and our great National Guard.
Texter says, not a lot of questions here. If you can ask the senator why there isn't a pushback caucus, like the Freedom Caucus in the House, in the Senate. Senators need to be a whole lot more vocal railing against the liberal mobsters. The president keeps saying he's got a 96% approval rating among Republicans, so please prove that to the American people. You hear that sentiment a lot. Senator Kramer has gotten some calls in that regard, too, and he always talks about, you know, the support that he has for the president. I think the president himself, you don't hear him railing much about the overall Republican senators, you know, maybe one or two here or there, but for the most part it seems okay. But people don't. They want more fight. They see the president as a fighter, and they want him to have allies and to fight right alongside him, maybe just as vocal as he is. What do you say to those folks?
Well, I think the president has very strong support among the Republican caucus in the Senate, and I think he says so, too. I mean, I think, as you say, once in a while he'll have an issue with one or two or three, but I think the answer is because he has strong support across the Senate caucus, across Senate Republicans in our caucus. So I think that support is there. I understand what your caller's saying, though, because, you know, look what we're seeing across the country. Look what's going on in Portland. Look what's going on in Chicago. Look at what's going on even in Minneapolis, close to us. You know, this defund the police, these so-called demonstrations, which are violent, the lawlessness. I mean, you know, we just can't have this in our country. And so I think there's a very strong feeling across the country that all of us, everybody, needs to reject that kind of violence and that lawlessness, and that we all need to stand for law and order and stand up and support our policemen and women. We put forward very good legislation led by Senator Tim Scott, which the president strongly embraced to make some reforms. But at the end of the day, our law enforcement keep us safe, and we've got to respect the rule of law. And I think I think we all have to stand up for that across the country.
It's some breaking news today from the State Department saying that a Chinese consulate in Houston has been ordered closed to protect American intellectual property. Evidently, the Chinese are burning some things there while they're trying to get to the consulate. Have you heard about this yet, Senator?
Yeah, the State Department ordered the closure of the Chinese consulate in Houston because of their activities of stealing our technology and all that kind of stuff that they're doing. And so this is actually a pushback on that. So they're evidently destroying some of their records as part of closing their consulate.
Ryan in Aberdeen for Senator John Hoeven. Go ahead, Ryan.
Thank you, Scott. Senator, I'm from the city. I'm neither a farmer nor a rancher. But it's my understanding that the problems that farmers and ranchers are having to a large degree have to do with the decoupling of futures contracts and market prices. And I always thought that existing antitrust laws were in place to address that sort of thing. If Congress were to act to pass a new law, would that just be another law on the books to go unenforced, or is there an ongoing investigation to determine if existing laws have already been broken? And if so, what would Congress's role be in prosecuting lawbreakers?
Yeah, I think that's really an excellent question. And I appreciate it. Matter of fact, my dad grew up in Aberdeen. My grandfather was a dentist down there, had a cattle ranch in the area. And so I spent a lot of time as a kid growing up in Aberdeen. Great community. And I really appreciate your question because, yes, under antitrust, that's exactly what should be happening. Under our antitrust laws, and hopefully this investigation that the DOJ is doing now will get into that. But you've got such concentration by the slaughter companies, the processing companies in the beef industry, that it restricts competition. That's exactly what antitrust was set up for. So you're right on. What hasn't happened is, as you said, the enforcement. So that's really what we're looking at now is, do we need some more laws or some changes in laws so that we compel the Department of Agriculture and or the Department of Justice to make sure that they're enforcing those antitrust laws when it comes to our cattle industry?
Appreciate that call, Ryan. Thank you very much for it, and welcome others as well. Texter says, I'm serious, and I'm going to ask this question every week. Please ask Senator Hoeven how we can have an election in 2020 with COVID and everything being shut down. We need to postpone the election by a year or until things get back to normal. Obviously, you're having debates now about, do we have mail-in voting? Do we have different voting because of COVID already in July? So I guess that's the idea that you just level the playing field to get it back to normal. Yet, delaying an election can't be easy either. So what's your thoughts there?
No, we need to go forward with the election. And I mean, look, we have to open up our economy. We need to do it intelligently. The governors play a big role in that. We're wearing the masks now and taking the precautions, you know, but whether it's opening the schools or voting or opening businesses, we need to continue to move forward, take the proper precautions, but continue to live our lives and move forward.
All right. Well, we appreciate the time as always, Senator. Thanks. We'll have you back soon, and keep tabs on everything that's happening. Good luck this week with the defense and a lot of defense assets in North Dakota. So we're watching that one close, certainly, and as well as the relief package. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, friends, we'll take a quick break. Come back with more brought to you in part today by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. There's still a lot of summer left. I don't know about you, but you can have one of those splash pools up in your backyard literally in days. Literally in days. Fastest selling pool in America right now. Very easy to care for. Looks great. Enjoy summer to the fullest. Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and online all the time.
The Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industry with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As President Trump rails against Democratic-controlled cities where violence has been soaring, 15 people were shot last night and are now hospitalized after a mass shooting outside a funeral home on Chicago's South Side.
that time, the attendees of the funeral exchanged gunfire with the black vehicle. Black vehicle then turned northbound down Carpenter. Upon going northbound down Carpenter, they continued to fire at the attendees of the funeral.
A Chicago police spokesman there, Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot, says the Trump administration won't be deploying unidentified federal officers to the streets of her city like they've done in Portland, Oregon. The mayor says the city does welcome partnership, not dictatorship. She says instead agents will be working with existing agencies that regularly work to fight violent crime. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Holiday road action, huh? Yeah. Chevy Chase.
You bet.
Making me laugh. The Griswolds. Oh, my gosh.
Don't you want to look at the Grand Canyon?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
The ball of twine was a beauty, too. Oh, my gosh. Hey, let me tell you about a great homegrown company, Advanced Business Methods. Advanced Business Methods. That's the place when you need an upgrade, copiers, printers, office equipment. Do it like we do. Employee-owned, based right here. Money stays in the community. Today's printers really are high-end computers, data and analytics that help you track usage, tell you how to save money on the job and who's printing what. But hackers can get into those servers through your printers. So you need the pros to stay on it. Coming up on their 50th anniversary, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, Dickinson online, abmnow.com, abmnow.com. All right, 27 before the top of the hour. Telephone number is 701-258-0550. You can text me at 701-367-2054 or Todd at 701-226-8503. Texter to Todd says, I'm losing faith in Barr and Durham real fast. The Horowitz report was supposedly so damning, yet no one has been held accountable. What is going on? I see. I'm wondering that as well, but I did hear Durham like within days, but I guess you keep hearing that, but let's just see. Texter says, Todd, Scott was told about this. That was in caps, in case you didn't know. But he's known for ignoring what he doesn't want to know, huh? Find the audio of Joe B. quoting the Quran and his Muslim promise. What is this exactly? What did I know about, Todd?
I just forward the text. I don't interpret them. Joe Biden. And I do recognize the phone number, and this is somebody who does lean left, so.
I see. But they don't like Joe Biden?
You should put that. But they want you to.
Yeah. When you say I've been told about it, if that means I sent you an email, I sent you a text, I sent you a letter, you know, hundreds of people do every day, which is great. We love it. But it doesn't mean that I, you know, like ignoring it. It just means it's not on my radar. Somebody here says, why, you know, don't people just call in?
Amen.
Just like more leftists, they can't defend their points against facts. It is easier for some folks to text. I get it. And some people are working or whatever. But we do love it when you call. And so if you, for instance, this person who thinks I'm ignoring something, call in. Tell me what I'm ignoring. And let's talk about it. We can do that. We don't mind. So just call. Last texter here says the extra money needs to go to the businesses, not the unemployed. This is in the new coronavirus relief package. Businesses are held accountable for the monies. We cannot compete with $24 an hour for sitting at home. Let us employ them
and get this country's business going. My understanding is that the extra $600 a week of unemployment, the Christmas gift that came in the last package, will not be extended. So it ends 7/31. Governor Hochman has already said it'll land either way in North Dakota because he can opt out, and he's opting out. So it's gone. That was a flaw in the previous system. All right, let's get to our next guest, Barry Simonson, Project Director for the Line 3 Replacement Pipeline Project with Enbridge. Barry, thanks for taking the time. How are you?
Thank you, and good morning. Doing well, doing well.
You know, I know this has taken way too long to get the proper permitting and everything that you've asked for, even though you've done everything right. You're waiting for approvals from the state of Minnesota, and the goalposts keep moving and all that. But I have to say, the longer it's taken, the more people I hear from in and out of Minnesota who just recognize this isn't really about actual opposition on any merit base. This is opposition purely for the industry, not wanting pipelines, not wanting fossil fuels. Do you feel that? Do you feel like more people have awakened to sort of what the situation is here?
Well, it has been a very rigorous process, most specifically in Minnesota in terms of the regulatory environmental review of the project. Since day one, we've been very open to individuals' voices being heard in terms of all the hearings we've been through. And there is opposition, but there is a lot of there is a majority of support for the project. And it really boils down to, on this project specifically, it's a safety and maintenance-driven project. We're replacing an asset that is over 60 years old, and it's the right thing to do. But to answer your question again, it's that everyone's got their own opinion, and we accept that. But we are very steadfast in the fact that we plan to replace this project as soon as we get all the regulatory environmental permits.
Now, many of those you've had, correct? Because I know Governor Walz, when he came into office, took the advice of his lieutenant governor, who basically said, you know, don't accept the recommendations of these groups here and don't go along with this. And so, you know, that caused further delay. But you've really asked for and received much of the approval necessary from the PUC and others, correct?
We have. And just to put into light what's happened recently in terms of momentum for the project, there was a petition for reconsideration by opposing parties, and the PUC reaffirmed their earlier decisions on granting the certificate of need for the project, the route permit for the project, as well as the environment EIS or environmental impact statement adequacy for the project. So we are moving forward with on the regulatory front with the PUC. We also have been working with the Department of Natural Resources on the environmental permit review there. But we also have a contested case proceeding through the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, which is actually another milestone, I should say, in terms of the administrative law judge that presides over that hearing has set forth a very distinct schedule that gets to a point where the decision from the or the recommendation from the ALJ will come in the end of October, and the PCA will need to make a decision on really the draft permit that they've already approved for distribution to all stakeholders for the project.
So that's all that remains.
That is all that remains. That's true, as well as we do have to get a Corps of Engineers permit that would happen after the PCA makes their decision on the project itself.
All right. So right now, basically, do you have the blessing of the PUC, and it's just on the pollution side?
It's the Department of Natural Resources permit. We do not have a permit through the DNR yet, nor do we have a permit through the PCA. As well as the Corps of Engineers. But we're very far along in terms of the process and the potential permit conditions that would be applicable for each of those individual permits.
And were you always going to have to get a DNR and PCA permit?
Yes.
Okay, so that always came after PUC anyway.
Correct.
We're giving you the ABC alphabets of working in government. Acronyms like crazy here, folks. But I think most people get it. The PUC is the Public Utilities Commission. Those are the people appointed by the governor that, like the PSC, for instance, in North Dakota, the DNR, obviously, the Department of Natural Resources and PCA Pollution Control that are manning these decisions. So the PUC process took a long, long time. Had lots of different extra reviews, but now it sounds to me like you're backtracking on sort of where you would track after a very lengthy PUC process to get these other two finished into the core permit. Is that right?
Like I said in the beginning, it's been a very robust permitting process. We have had delays, but we are very committed to the project. Again, it's a safety-driven project. And, you know, we really, to the listeners out there, we want to put people to work. This is a $2.9 billion investment in Minnesota and North Dakota. I think it's very important with what's going on in the world with COVID-19. We take all that very seriously, but we also know there's many, many people out there that are unemployed and a lot of people that have been working or worked for Enbridge because Enbridge has been around over 70 years in North Dakota specifically. People that are very, very focused on wanting to work, and we want to make sure this project moves forward and moves forward in a safe and effective manner.
Yeah, and I think most people know this, but just to reiterate, what you're doing here, you said earlier, 60-year-old pipeline being replaced, and the route is, well, the vast majority of it's in the same route, same area that it's going in, right? So it's not like a new pipeline that hasn't been there. It's replacing one that's already there.
Predominantly so, from North Dakota into Clearbrook, it's following the existing Enbridge mainline system where we have 6 to 7 pipelines that have been in operation for many years. But then at Clearbrook, we've listened to stakeholders. As you mentioned before, it's been a lengthy process, 5+ years, but we've listened to stakeholders and we're actually following, going south down to Park Rapids, following an existing pipeline system that's owned by Koch down in the cities, and then following existing infrastructure over to the Fond du Lac Reservation where we connect with the mainline system. So the point is, we've taken into account all stakeholder input on routing, whether it was landowners, the tribes between Fond du Lac, White Earth, and Leech Lake. So we wanted to make sure that we made this project as amenable to as many stakeholders as we could.
Fascinating conversation for sure. And, of course, the whole idea here is to take a pipeline and make it safer. Who could argue with that? And it is a challenge to do even just that in Minnesota. Anything else you want us to know about the process or where we're at now?
Well, overall, aside from Line 3, I want to make it known that in 2019, our capital expenditures in North Dakota exceeded $200 million. So we have a large system in North Dakota, as many are well aware, out of in and around the Minot area in West. So we do have a great footprint there. Back to Line 3, like I mentioned before, this is a safety-driven project. We are fully committed to replacing Line 3 throughout North Dakota and Minnesota and to make sure that really the crude oil that's transported via our pipelines are utilized by all individuals within not just North Dakota, Minnesota, but throughout the United States. And we want to make sure we do that in a safe and reliable manner for years to come.
Well, appreciate the update. We're rooting for you and watching it with the enormous amount of frustration that I know you guys just take as part of what it takes to get it done and doing it diligently. But appreciate your time very much. Thanks, Barry.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You see the signs. Minnesotans for Line 3. You see the discussion about it, but it's nice to know where things are at. So Barry Simonson from Enbridge, we appreciate that very much. Today's show brought to you in part by DAC Diesel. CJ and his team at DAC Diesel, your diesel truck, tractor, semis, tractors, I mean, you name it, they've got it. Anything diesel, they're going to be able to fix you up with. Got a great auto shop repair service in Bismarck, North Dakota, but servicing vehicles from all over. They do house calls, so call them for that, 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011, order, get an appointment and get in there. And get it done right for that diesel tractor. Semi pickup. DAC Diesel. Tell them Scott sent you.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
It's time to relax. With a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur, at the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
PetroServe USA has a great lunch special for you today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Come on in and check it out. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. 2 for $2 on the sparkling ice with caffeine. Salted nut rolls are 2 for $1. The giant seeds, 5-ounce bag, only $1.29. And how about the new Kit Kat birthday cake? 79 cents. And the Anacorda, 10-foot course for your iPhone, $9.49. At a PetroServe USA near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
All American land is free because of the brave. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'd be honored to raise a spectacular Made in America flagpole display on your property. I'm a Marine, and I still pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. We have the perfect flag to put the finishing touch on any Patriot's home or business. 701-571-3524 or ndflagpoleguy.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC. The July summer sale going on now. Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac. New shipments of GM off-lease program cars arriving daily. Enclaves, Acadias, Yukon, Silverados, Equinoxes, Malibus, Cruises, you name it. They probably have it. Some with very low miles. Payments as low as $199 a month. Find the vehicle this summer to fit your lifestyle and your budget by shopping the one and only used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Have someone in your home that, or your family or your life that you are helping make decisions right now about how to either transition to a nursing home or, better yet, remain living safely in their homes. We're going to tell you about how you can do that with a great resource out there in just a moment. After I tell you about Free and Fast and all the fun happening in Tioga. And you know what? Downtown, new community center, wherever in Tioga things are happening right now. Local education. Schools coming back. Do you know they use drones and 3D printers and electronics and coding opportunities in the curriculum to prepare students for the success in their future into the 21st century? Find out more about all this in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Check them out. TiogaND.org. That's TiogaND.org. Back with us on What's on Your Mind, Ryan Bosch, Executive Director, Janet Essley, Marketing Director for Northland Pace Senior Care Services. Welcome back, you two.
Thank you, Scott.
So you're in Bismarck, you're in Dickinson, you're in Minot, soon in Fargo. Help me understand how people can take advantage of what you have and not have to put a loved one in a nursing home, but give them every bit as good a care. That's possible, right?
Absolutely. So our model, which is really much different from the rest of, you know, kind of your fee-for-service healthcare model, and PACE stands for Programs and All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly, and really we have four main criteria to enter the program: 55 and older, requiring nursing home level of care, which is, quite honestly, isn't as much as it really sounds, living within our service area, as well as then our team, when we have a potential participant come to our program, they'll do so through assessments, understand, can they live at home safely and with our services. And so we have, from our providers, our medical providers, to nursing, social workers, to therapies, PT and OT, transportation, you name it, really the whole healthcare team right there, to where we're coordinating services for them both in their home to keep them living independently in their homes safely, as well as providing services within our centers as well.
And Jenny, your program is Medicare and Medicaid approved, right? So
correct.
Tell me what that means.
Well, Ryan might be more appropriate to answer
that
one.
I'll just jump right in here as well. So PACE being all-inclusive, we are not only their medical provider, but we also become their insurance plan as well. So when we have people out in the community who are receiving services under Medicare and Medicaid, you know, through the state, those programs essentially pay us to take care of these individuals. So when a person enrolls into our program, they actually receive their own PACE insurance card. And every...
So it's, in other words, they don't have to say, well, choose between a facility that's Medicare and Medicaid payee, or I'll have to pay it a different way. It's the same way. It's the same choice.
Absolutely.
The dollars are there.
Absolutely. And so what we do is we try to, with the comprehensive team that we have in place, obviously try to provide and coordinate all those services in-house, but we also contract and partner with people in our communities within our service area, such as other healthcare systems and things, because, for example, we don't have an emergency room service within our center, so we do partner and contract with other healthcare systems and private vendors out in our communities as well to make sure that they have every bit of service in healthcare that they would require at any stage of their life.
So, Janet, folks that can be helped here that should call and find out more information today are those that would be, again, considering nursing home care, but would rather remain living safely at home in the community just as long as they can. What can you do to make that possible? What services do you provide?
Well, I mean, several options. Our website is a great resource, northlandpace.com. And I just like to put this in perspective for, you know, the average person. A lot of people these days are caregivers. I myself helped with my grandparents. I watched my mom help driving them from appointment to appointment. You know, PACE provides that entire umbrella of care. So you're not driving your loved one to all these appointments. We take care of that. We have all the different providers. We have, psychiatry, you know, social work, the health care, we have everything under one umbrella. So it just makes it a better model of care for elderly.
And you're coordinating all that. right? So you're all these partnerships with the other healthcare providers, you're coordinating all that for the...
Yes, absolutely. So our nursing team may get involved, our home care coordinators may get involved and really figure out and understand what does each participant need in order to be successful within our model. But even on the day-to-day, like what appointments do they have coming available and what do we need to assist them? Are they independently able to do that or do we need to escort them to those appointments and help facilitate that? A lot of times, too, if I even think back and piggyback what Jana was talking about is thinking back to some of the elder family members within my family, you know, a lot of times they'll go to appointments and come back and, well, what did they say about this or that? And they're a little unable to tell you
absolutely
some of the detail because they don't really understand.
Yeah,
so we can help facilitate
something
that
along with that. I mean, the whole thing just says peace of mind. 100% for family to know the care is there, yet they're still able to live at home. Bismarck, Dickinson, Minot, Fargo, too. Jana mentioned the email, or rather the website. It's northlandpace.com, northlandpace.com. For more information, you can find out about that. Or call them in Bismarck, 701-751-3050. Thank you both.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah. Don't forget the 24/7 Oasis Hotline, 855-200-17.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own Splash Super Pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with this Splash Pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with the